LS3 2.8
From the point of view of the tribal groups themselves, there is the obvious point of material wealth. Native rights charities, such as Tourism Watch, have claimed that the profits from ethno-tourism invariably flow only to tour companies, or at best, are only shared unfairly with the tribal groups, which they exploit for profit. However, this ignores the fact that in a well-managed arrangement, tribal peoples can get a valuable share of commercial profits from tour activities which take place on their land or which involve them. This is the case with a number of tribal groups around the world, of which perhaps the Akha Hill tribe in Thailand will serve as an example. With increased wealth for the locals comes a possibility of benefiting from hospitals, schools, and so on, which appear in the area under development. For instance, the Jarawa of the Andamans are known to make use of public transport these days, and some have claimed the right to be educated in government schools. From the other side of the camera, so to speak, there is clear benefit for society at large in increasing awareness of these people. The opportunity to meet with members of a society so thoroughly different to one's own is a rare and valuable thing, especially for those of us from societies that like to believe that our way of life represents the high point of civilization. As we increase our own sensitivity to other cultures through ethno-tourist holidays, so we carry that sensitivity back to our own communities when the holiday is over. In this way, our photographs and stories help to make us, and our societies at large, understand that we must respect such diversity and strive to preserve it. These benefits can come from careful and well-planned tour operators' practices. Tour operators need to include local tribespeople in their plans if they intend to make money from them. They need to seek the permission of indigenous groups for access to their land, as well as making fair arrangements for sharing profits. Numerous examples exist of such well-developed programs, which are usually the result of initiatives by the tribal communities themselves, who make the arrangements in order to capture some of the benefits of modern civilization on their own terms.